Adrian Bankert is the host of Morning in America on News Nation. And every Thursday, she kind of pops on the show to say hello. And you're such a positive person. She wrote a book on kindness. I try to put some of what I've read in her book to practice. But who do you want to thank? It's a thank you Thursday. You have anybody you want to thank today, Adrian?
I want to thank Tom Moran. He is one of our writer producers on the show. And he actually just offered to check in and take me to coffee. So I think it's important to check in with each other. But it's always a nice surprise when someone's thoughtful enough to just do it for no reason.
Yeah, that really is nice. All right, did you get Taylor Swift tickets?
No. I apologize. I wasn't supposed to laugh that hard. No.
You know, they canceled the public on sale tomorrow. They just canceled it. And it's so frustrating for so many people. So people are trying to determine if they have literally sold all the tickets before the public could even buy them, because they have sold over 2 million tickets. And I think that we're going to see some action taken against Ticketmaster and Live Nation. I see a lot of legislators are now talking about it. And of course, all the Swifties are pretty fired up. I would imagine you're going to be talking about it tomorrow morning on your show.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, $3,600 for floor tickets, I believe.
Well, if you can get them for that, Vegas has some tickets posted for $95,000 a seat.
That's just, why?
Buy a house.
Why? go buy a house and watch her on a big screen in your living room.
It's crazy. I was intrigued by what Starbucks workers are doing, because today is Red Cup Day. Apparently, this is the day you go and get one cup that you use throughout the holiday season. And some Starbucks workers have decided that they're going to strike today.
Yeah, and there are about 250-plus stores that are unionized, and that would only affect the unionized locations. So the Starbucks I went to today where I got my Red Cup, not striking. My baristas were there. I got my hot apple cider. I was good. But something a little bit unnerving for those coffee drinkers in different neighborhoods.
I went through a drive-thru today, too, and there were so many people in line at that Starbucks that I drove away. I mean, I'm like, okay, well, apparently the message is not getting across, because people are definitely supporting them still.
Yes.
I think you did a story, Adrian, on Morning in America about the FDA warning about the increase in child deaths linked to cough syrup.
Yeah, there's a cough syrup ingredient that contains opioids that a lot of children, and I say a lot, comparative to what usually would be the case with children consuming their parents' medication without knowing what they're consuming. These pills might look like candy to a child under the age of 5, and that's really under the age of 10, under the age of 5 is what doctors are looking at. They're warning parents, keep that drug away from their children, to keep it up high enough that there wouldn't ever be an accident. But it's a prescription, or it's an over the counter that contains opioids. And for people who are concerned, you should check out the FDA's website for more information.
Interesting. So these pills are an alternative to like a cough syrup then, right? I've never even heard of these things. Interesting.
Benzonatate, I think, is how you describe the actual chemical. But certainly, you know, anytime you see a gel cap, anytime you see something that's colorful, a child could easily think of it as candy.
Yeah, that's been the problem. I think that's why the feds and the FBI and the DEA were so worried about this rainbow fentanyl, because it's not that, you know, the people who want it know what they're taking, obviously, even though they're not sure what's in that pill. But it's just that kids go, oh, that's a sweet tart. That's a piece of candy. And it's deadly. So good point about
that. It does look like a sweet tart. That's what's unnerving.
Okay, so you got to meet Bill Murray's brother, Andy.
Yeah. Kind of an interesting surprise. Yeah, Bill Murray, of course, a Midwest legend and comedy icon. He's one of 9 kids, which I did not know.
Yeah, they're all from here. Well, they kind of grew up around here. Yeah.
Yeah, well met, Illinois. And Andy is a celebrity chef and has loved cooking since he was 4 years old. And he put out a cookbook with 60 family recipes, things that he and his brother and brothers and sisters enjoyed during family gatherings. And it was just cool. It was nice to have him in studio.
Yeah. So is he comical? Like they, a lot of them seem to have that comedic attitude, you know, that just kind of fun, easygoing vibe.
Oh, yeah. Easygoing for sure. But I wouldn't call him comical. I would just call him really thoughtful. He just was like somebody I knew in my family. You know, one of my grandmother's brothers, I could see him being like right around the time of Thanksgiving, bringing out a tray of food. And I mean, because my grandmother is actually from this part of the country, from Illinois.
Oh.
And some of the foods that they had, I said, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm going back to my grandmother's house. So it was nice. It was nice to have him.
Adrian Bankert is the host of Morning in America. I did not know you were an artist. I went on your Twitter account and you're painting. You're doing a painting and then you're allowing people on Twitter to tell you what color you should apply next.
Yeah. So I've drawn and painted since I was about 4. But it was so interesting how much engagement I got from just asking somebody, you know, what color would you choose next? So I did listen to a couple of people and I put some teal and I put some white on it today and I'll showcase the pictures. I've just been putting updates. It's, okay, this is what it looks like now.
That's fun. We feel like we're in your living room with you or wherever you create art. You can follow her on Twitter, ABONTV. So ABONTV. And tell her what color you want on it tomorrow. Thank you for jumping on the show with us. I'm off all next week for Thanksgiving. I hope you have a blessed Thanksgiving and you get a chance to spend it with people you love.
I'm definitely doing that. And the same to you. Thank you so much, Lisa. I'll be off on Thanksgiving as well. So
good. At least they give you one day off over there.
Oh, yeah. They're kind.
Morning in America. You will see her on TV tomorrow morning.